In 1996, the African-American poet Safar produced a novel, Push, based on her experiences teaching in Harlem and the Bronx. The characters are composites of her pupils, with the narrator, Clarice Precious Jones, a severely overweight 16-year-old, with one baby already, and expecting a second, both the result of rape by her own father. That brief and brutal summary isn't the half of it, though. Poverty, illiteracy, violence, and serious health problems all threaten Precious's attempts to become independent and gain some dignity. What's extraordinary about the film adaptation is that it's not a restrained account of misery, the kind of thing that would play in a handful of arthouse cinemas, but a forceful, accessible narrative, often shocking or entertaining, always highly charged. Around Precious, played by newcomer Gabory Sidibe, are stars like Lenny Kravitz, Mariah Carey and comedian Monique in impressively unstarry supporting roles. The film has been championed by Oprah Winfrey and the director-producer Tyler Perry. Director Lee Daniels has tackled unpalatable subjects before in films he's produced, racism and the death penalty in Monster's Ball, and paedophilia in The Woodsman. But for him, this film was decidedly personal.
I come from a dysfunctional family, a dad that was pretty hard on me, and ultimately, you know, I walked away with a feeling of a lack of self-worth, and so I connected to Precious personally. The thing is that when I was doing the film, I thought it was specifically my story, you know, I thought it was really African-American. And as I've traveled the world with the film, I found that it's really universal, which has really been the surprise. The joke's on me.
You're 16, you're still in junior high school, and you're pregnant with your second child. Is that correct, Clarice? Are you pregnant again?
What happened, Clarice?
I had sex with Leicester.
The first obstacle Lee Daniels faced was getting the rights to the novel from its author, Safar. The second was to get financiers to pay for a movie whose central character is an overweight African-American. And then he had to find an actress to play her.
A nightmare. A holy nightmare. I called it Hollywood Agency first. And I was like, do you have a 400-pound... And as I was saying it, I realized how ludicrous it sounded. And so I began open calls that led to really... scoring the nation and the ghettos for this girl. And we had a Precious camp. I must have seen over 400 girls. I stopped counting at 400. And Gabby came in, and her audition was as good as the rest of the girls. But when she finished the audition, she was a completely different girl.
Segment 1.
In 1996, the African-American poet Safar produced a novel, Push, based on her experiences teaching in Harlem and the Bronx. The characters are composites of her pupils, with the narrator, Clarice Precious Jones, a severely overweight 16-year-old, with one baby already, and expecting a second, both the result of rape by her own father. That brief and brutal summary isn't the half of it, though. Poverty, illiteracy, violence, and serious health problems all threaten Precious's attempts to become independent and gain some dignity. What's extraordinary about the film adaptation is that it's not a restrained account of misery, the kind of thing that would play in a handful of arthouse cinemas, but a forceful, accessible narrative, often shocking or entertaining, always highly charged.
Segment 2.
Around Precious, played by newcomer Gabory Sidibe, are stars like Lenny Kravitz, Mariah Carey and comedian Monique in impressively unstarry supporting roles. The film has been championed by Oprah Winfrey and the director-producer Tyler Perry. Director Lee Daniels has tackled unpalatable subjects before in films he's produced, racism and the death penalty in Monster's Ball and paedophilia in The Woodsman. But for him, this film was decidedly personal.
I come from a dysfunctional family, a dad that was pretty hard on me, and ultimately, you know, I walked away with a feeling of a lack of self-worth, and so I connected to Precious personally.
Segment 3.
The thing is that when I was doing the film, I thought it was specifically my story. You know, I thought it was really African-American. And as I've traveled the world with the film, I found that it's really universal, which has really been the surprise. The joke's on me.
You're 16, you're still in junior high school, and you're pregnant with your second child. Is that correct, Clarice? Are you pregnant again?
What happened, Clarice?
I had sex with Lichester.
Segment 4.
The first obstacle Lee Daniels faced was getting the rights to the novel from its author, Safar. The second was to get financiers to pay for a movie whose central character is an overweight African-American. And then he had to find an actress to play her.
A nightmare. A holy nightmare. I called at Hollywood Agency first, and I was like, do you have a 400-pound... And as I was saying it, I realized how ludicrous it sounded. And so I began open calls that led to really... scoring the nation and the ghettos for this girl. And we had a precious camp. I must have seen over 400 girls. I stopped counting at 400. And Gabby came in, and her audition was as good as the rest of the girls. But when she finished the audition, she was a completely different girl.